Boys, we have food today. Just want to let you know.
We do.
Yes, we do. A politician, excuse me, an elected official, he's not necessarily a politician, an elected official, Richard Cortez, is back today. He promised he would bring tamales the next time he came.
Oh,
true to his word, he did.
Are they there in your room?
He is, and we'll do that in just a minute. We're going to talk to Adam first. Hello!
Hi, good morning.
Yeah, what's up?
Hi, have you heard that other audio tape out there of the one, the horse's name is Huff Farted?
No, I haven't heard that.
Oh, no.
Thank you so much. Hello.
I was expecting it to end with Beetlebomb.
Yeah, here comes Beetlebomb. All right. Alan, how are you today?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Very good. What's going on in the city?
All right, we got some sign-up things. Number one, we're going to talk about National Night Out.
Okay.
The sign-up sheet is available on the website, briantx.gov. If you don't know what National Night Out is, that's the big police activity. Of course, nationwide, it happened earlier this year.
When it's too dang hot.
Exactly. Yeah. We here in Texas are smart. We move it back to October. It's October 5th this year. Sign up your neighborhood party, block party, things of that sort. Meet some of the neighbors, the police officers, your elected officials will be out at some of the parties. Sign up for that at briantx.gov. You can print out the form and mail it in, or you can download the form and fax it in, however, or you can just call for more information, too. All that right. Number is 209-5539.
All right, to find out about that. Uh-huh.
Second sign-up thing is a power pedal, BTU's annual race out there in October. That's October 2nd. A Saturday. You can sign up now. It's cheaper if you sign up now for the prices. There's a 5K, a 10K. There's a duathlon where you mountain bike and run. So if you're really into fitness and want to do that one, you can do that one. Sign up for that at powerpedal.com. And a lot of the benefits of that are going to Phoebe's home from Twin City Mission.
All right. Very good. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Sure thing.
And as mentioned, Richard Cortez is here this morning. Bryan City Council, Place 1. How are you today?
Good morning. Very, very good, Scott. Thank you.
Okay. You know, you got elected to this just months ago, and you've put in years worth of experience here in the last 3 months, I guess. You've run the gamut now of going through the budget process.
Exactly.
So give us kind of your observations as to where we are right now and obviously the action that council took last night.
Well, the action we took last night, Scott, was the council authorized the mayor and the city attorney to negotiate the specific terms of the separation agreement, the release agreement with the city manager. And until those terms are finalized, we're not able to speak on the details made public because we could be sued for things that we say or not say.
Sure.
It's not that we're yes men or no men for the mayor. It's just that we were directed, the whole city council, even the city attorney and the city secretary, not to speak on the subject until all the details and all the terms are finalized to kind of cover ourselves in that problem.
The one thing I'd like to ask you, was there any discussion about the importance of a unanimous vote in this action?
Well, I think everybody was just not confident in him anymore. I think in the overall council, it was just a lack of confidence.
Okay, so to a person of those present, I guess Paul Madison was.
Paul was the only one that's not present. And he had been very supportive of him, as I was during all the 3 months that I've been there.
Okay.
I was very supportive of him and his ways.
All right. So when that process is taken care of, then we'll move forward. Presuming that there'll be obviously some sort of a search operation as one member of council, how would you like to see that search for a new city manager?
I'd like to keep it in-house. I'm really very in favor of maybe Hugh Walker, Joey Dunn, maybe Jason Barfield. You know, keep it in-house. Keep it in the community because they know what's going on. They know what we're going through, and hopefully we wouldn't have to spend all that money looking for somebody else when these people know what they're doing and they've been abreast of all the things, projects that are going on right now, if they have the capacity as managers or have the ability to do it. And I'm sure they do. Hugh Walker is very, very smart. Joey Dunn and Jason Barfick also.
So as one member of council, basically, your view, did you see that BTU was the most important thing, or were there other issues that had to
there
be
There were addressed? Other personal issues that involved David that was the final recommendation that we made for what we did.
Any feedback from your constituents?
Right now, no. I've gotten more feedback on K2 than I've had on what the city manager, or what we're going to do with the city manager, or what's coming up, or what's going down, or what are y'all doing, why are y'all treating them so bad.
Well, let's talk about K2 then. Mm-hmm. Tell me
the feedback that I'm getting on that was we did a great job, and I've gone to YouTube and I've seen what the results of K2 can do to the people, the kids, and it's not very good. It's not good at all.
How much of, because I know that the newspaper did stories on it and the TV station did stories on it, how much was it a matter of people were aware of K2 and mm-hmm. concerned about what it did, or did we find out that there were just a lot of people who didn't know this stuff was out
a
there?
A lot of people didn't know it was out there, and it was up for sale, and you could just go to any smoke shop and buy it. But it was an incense. It wasn't supposed to be smoked. It wasn't supposed to be, because it says on the box when you get the stuff, it's not recommended to be consumed. It's not a consumption drug. It is a marijuana drug. It is
a derivative.
A derivative,
if you will. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
How much coordination was there, in your view, between Bryan and College Station's councils to try to do the same thing?
We hadn't talked to them about that, and we had maybe thought about waiting to see what they were going to do, but we went on ahead and did what we thought was our best judgment. We saw that Fred Brown said that the city, the statewide, they were going to try to make this ban come in during the next legislative session. So we felt that we'd just get ahead of them and let's do what's right for the cities. That's the main thing. Protect our cities and our individuals and our Bryan.
Right. And the other learning curve, obviously, this budget process. Mm-hmm. Bryan, like most cities, having a tough time as far as making those dollars exactly. stretch far enough. Mm-hmm. With that in mind, kind of what was your view of going through your first budget process?
Well, it came out good. We're a little bit ahead of what we thought we were going to be, and we didn't have to cut anybody. We didn't have to release anyone, and the budget seems like it's going to be able to go through with what we have in store for CEIP and all the other programs we have going. We have enough money there to do it.
Okay. Anything else on your radar screen this morning?
No, that's about it. I just wanted to tell you that I brought you some tamales.
Yeah, you did.
I heard you talking about the schools and the different meals and stuff.
Yeah.
We do have a diet tamale also. We stick corn shucks anywhere the tamales, and you just suck on the corn shucks. Okay?
So you get the flavor.
You get the flavor, but not the calories.
I like that. Hey, thank you so much, Richard.
Thank you, Scott.
You
appreciate
bet. We visit with the folks from the city. That's Richard Cortez, who's a single member District 1 representative on the Bryan City Council. It's brought to you by Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet and Aggieland Lining Center.